from the Mercy One Studio.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, here's to your health.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and you know, we're at that time of year that everybody's starting to think about Thanksgiving. That's going to be just the next week, and you know, we're grateful. We have people that we're going to be gathering with, and joining me today to help me talk about gratitude and Thanksgiving and the science and theology of that is Deacon Tony Valdez, our producer here at KWKY. Thanks for coming.
My pleasure to be on here at last minute.
I thought two brains would be better than one on this one because...
Well, it might be one and a half. I don't
know. But, you know, this is such an important topic. I was looking at the Harvard Medical School, their discussion, and, you know, of course, University of Pennsylvania, they have the Department of Positive... or the Center for Positive Psychology. And people, I think, often forget how important gratitude is. And it actually can address depression, anxiety, inability to sleep. And, you know, of course, if somebody has major depressive disorder, they need to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist for help. But just to uplift our spirits.
It's like a shot of adrenaline if you can keep that focus in your mind that, you know, we have to be grateful for all our lives. I mean, they're a gift. And so therefore, you know, if we have an attitude of gratitude, that
yes.
will just be uplifting. And, I've known people who are sometimes down in the dumps, this and that.
Yeah.
And
looking at
they
the
forget about
empty,
they
right?
forget about the things that they have.
Yes. Well, we live in a culture, I think, Deacon Tony, that really fosters that, you know, always excelling to be successful, always success, you know, excelling to try to have more. And even our children are raised, you know, in that
The new Xbox came out. I got to have the latest edition of that or
whatever
they
the
call
iPhone
them anymore.
Or,
yeah. Susie's got this and I don't. Why? What's wrong with me?
Sure. And there's almost a competition about who can mm-hmm. get.
Right.
And so often, those very people, you know, there's an emptiness. And even, you know, you make that, say you've set a goal as a family, you know, oh, when we make this much money, we're going to be so happy.
Right.
But guess
right.
what? You make that much money and you find out, oh,
and
no.
you still want to spend more.
Yeah. And then you find out, oh, there's another level now to make our goal. You know, when we make our first this much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there can be such emptiness and such sadness. So today what we want to do is talk about, you know, where and how and why gratitude and Thanksgiving is so important and how it impacts upon dopamine and serotonin and actual neurochemical functions in the brain.
It can affect your health.
Absolutely.
It really can.
Absolutely, yeah. And we know that from the scientific research that is, you know, empirically, you know, studied and valid and reliable, we know that gratitude, just like I've talked about hope so much, it really makes a difference in our lives. And so it's how do we become grateful people, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so I'd like to go to the Harvard article I was looking at. You know, they were saying that the word gratitude is derived from the Latin word gratio, which means grace, graciousness, or gratefulness. And in some ways, gratitude encompasses all of these meanings. And it's a thankful appreciation for what an individual receives, whether it's tangible or intangible. So I thought that's kind of a good place for us to start because, you know, we were talking about things just a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it really can be intangible.
Another thought that came to me was one of the big takeaways from my trip to South Africa was visiting these little villages where, you know, kids don't have game boxes, they don't have iPhones, they don't have any of the devices that we're so hooked to, addicted to here, mm-hmm. but yet they were having fun just with each other, outside playing games. I mean, they don't have some of the poorest housing I've ever seen, but there is a genuine happiness that they have that I almost became, I want that, you know, because it's so pure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not affected by toys or games or whatever.
You know, we know that scripturally we talk about that joy. Really, that is a God-given joy. You know, and just like that peace, you know, those momentary fleeting ups and downs of, you know, getting something or losing something. There's a constancy when we have Christ in our life that we have that sense of joy in all things. You know, when God works all things to the good, right?
Right.
Even in the midst of suffering and pain. So, you know. So what
sometimes what can, that's the hardest thing to see, but it's true until you give it up and let God have it.
Then. I know when our son died, that was something that I must have said 100 times a day. I would say all things work to the good. All things work to the good. And I would just say that over and over. All things work to the good.
Sure.
Because if we truly in our faith believe, we know that all things that happen to us in life, even people who have sinned, St. Francis de Sales talks about that, even people who sin, God works that to the good and can use that, right?
That's right.
So those difficult people, the difficult moments.
God will pull us through. We just have, we must believe that. That's our faith, that it's not going to be easy being Catholic or believing in the Lord, but he's there with us to help us through those moments when we're at our worst.
Right. And so there's people out there, and that's one of the things I wanted to mention, you know, that sometimes the holidays can be a sad time for people.
Right.
You know.
And I have a friend that would get depressed when this time of season came around, and I was thinking, oh gosh, it won't be long before Christmas. This is when we were in high school.
Yeah.
And back in the dark ages, you know. Well, anyway, I told him how glad I was, you know, Christmas season's coming up and that time of joy and everything like that. And he just said, you know what, I don't look forward to it. I just kind of wish we just get past it and go on.
And have thought, there been memories that, were there specific memories tied to that?
I think so. Christmas past. And just the relationship he may have had with his family, that it just
people
wasn't
going through,
there.
You know, if they've lost someone, you know, recently widowed or divorced, or somebody's had a sorrowful event. Of course, you know, that makes it harder. And especially if it's around the time, I think of people I've known who've lost somebody, you know, who's died around Thanksgiving or Christmas, and then always those memories come back.
Sure.
At that time, right?
Sure. I have, Eileen and I, we help divorced people find their way back to the church and just kind of diffuse the confusion they have in their heads about being divorced and Catholic. But one of the things that is a hurdle is when they get to the holiday season. Who gets the kids?
Right.
What do I get? Do I get more than my ex-spouse is going to give them? And there's that kind of mind game that, you know, we have
right.
to be competitive as parents.
Who's giving
to
the
our
most
own
to
kids.
The child.
Yes.
Yeah. And kids know how to work that, too.
Yes, they
unfortunately,
can.
Unfortunately,
yes,
they can.
We hear those stories, too, in our
sure.
discussions that, oh, my gosh, yeah, you're the dog being wagged by the tail, you
right.
know?
So, you know, we face all of the different types of difficulties in our culture that we're just talking about. And, you know, we had Tom Kirstein on to talk about, you know, the addiction to technology. And you're talking about the latest Xbox game and just the need for monitoring and timing that. But, you know, how do you cultivate an attitude of gratitude? You know, I think that that's something that we were talking before the show. It's not the big things. It's the little things like, you know, being happy to get up out of bed.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Look at the sun's out. Or even if it's raining, be happy. It's a day that God created.
Right.
And you're alive.
Right. Having food to eat when you were in South Africa, talking
yeah.
about, you know, the limited. I lived in on an island in Belize, San Marcos Key, Belize. And
I prayed that a lion wouldn't get me, you know.
yeah. But, you know.
In Belize.
In Belize, yeah. And you know, there were people that lived in houses that were just sheets that were
yeah.
drawn. And
yeah.
they had dirt floors. And mm-hmm. I think that we have so much. I often think we're the rich man in the Bible. Saudi Arabia may beat us, I don't know. But I think that in the United States, we're the rich man in the Bible. And we have so, so much that it's so easy to get stuck into that mentality that you know, that's what's important, you know, all of the things and having all of the status, the power, the, you know, the luxuries and forgetting about our heart and
You're
soul.
You're bombarded everywhere by it. TV, they're advertising Christmas already in the stores you walk into. Christmas is out even before Halloween's over.
Yeah. The priest was just talking about that in our homily yesterday, you know. And the deacon, actually, it was. Yeah.
And the ads you see on TV, they're already promoting, oh, we've just come out with this, we've come out with that, and this is what you need, you know. And
yeah. So
it gets that pressure going.
So we need to, I think, help each other, you know, in this time that we have this morning with our listeners. You know, I really want us to talk about, you know, how do we cultivate that attitude of gratitude? What can we do to be able to be more grateful and make it an hour where we get our dopamine and serotonin really active so that we're all feeling grateful at the time of 11 o'clock rolling around? And
That's right.
We want our listeners to be able to text in, and the number that we're going to text in is
515-223-1150.
Thanks, Deacon Tony.
You bet.
That's 515-223-1150. Tell us what you're grateful for. Tell us where you're at in your life and what you have that you'd like to share with us here on Here's to Your Health. And let's get our gratitude going this morning. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on Here's to Your Health.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Lee and Eddie in the Morning is provided by Five Suns Naturescapes. Five Suns Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Suns Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Suns Naturescapes at fivesunsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
Thank you, Blessment International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Women who have had an abortion are 45% more likely to have another. At InterVisions Healthcare, we do everything possible to eliminate the perceived need for an abortion in their delicate time of crisis. Our experienced nursing staff seeks to be that soft place to land by providing education, encouragement, and empowerment through our medical services, especially the ultrasound. Since our services and programs are free, we invite you to learn more about ways to get involved in our ministry. Visit ivhcare.org or call 515-440-2273.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and joining me today is Deacon Tony Valdez, and we're talking about gratitude.
Good morning. Yes, it's an important thing to talk about, especially at this time of year.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving is just going to be next week. We can't believe it's here already.
I know.
And so how to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. But before we get to that, I just wanted to share. They did a study on the grateful brain. It's the neuroscience of giving thanks. And young adults were assigned to keep gratitude journals. And the ones that kept the gratitude journals versus the ones who didn't showed increases in determination, attention, enthusiasm, and energy compared to other groups. Wow, I'm thinking of teenagers and all the parents out there thinking, how do I get my child off the couch from playing, like, gaming and all of that? This says it gets increased energy.
Well, they can journal on their iPhone, maybe. I don't know if they even know how to write, you know? They can type it in.
And, but, you know, these are things notes that we need, because we look at, you know, just the development of the brain, the neuroscience. And that's, you know, from a scientific point, that's what we're talking about here, too, is scientifically we know from in neuroscience that there are different functions in the brain that are actually enhanced by gratitude.
Right.
Determination, that's a really important thing for young people to have.
That's for sure, because, you know, kids get so, they can come down with anything. And I think some of it is just self-induced because of their attitude.
Attitude to gratitude, that's what we want to get here.
That's right.
Right.
You know, they're anxious about this, they're maybe worried about that. And it affects their health.
Yep. And you just mentioned they're anxious. And those are three of the key things we were, you know, as far as depression, anxiety, and inability to sleep. And gratitude impacts all three. Not major depressive disorder. It's a little bit different. But, you know, I'm thinking that, okay, so how do we do that? We talked about the gratitude journal, and I've talked about that a lot. Several things you're thankful for.
You might see just a beautiful sunset today. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
You know, that you can see it.
Absolutely.
Some people are blind, and you have to tell them about these things, or they can't hear like
me. Or they're too busy, because in my study with the women with breast cancer, that was one of the things that they said was all of a sudden they actually appreciated seeing like the flowers in the garden or the smells, you know, out in the yard.
In nature, yeah. When you take a walk, it's just amazing to look around.
We're so busy. Sometimes
beautiful.
You see people, especially when I lived in New York City, you see people, they're just walking on the streets and they're looking down.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even looking up.
Mm-hmm.
Or greeting somebody
or
with a smile.
They don't look people in the eyes. And, you know, even the dogs don't wag their tails in New York City.
Ah!
No.
I haven't actually researched that one, but okay, so how are we going to cultivate gratitude? Write a thank you note. So it says you can make yourself happier and nurture your relationships with another person by writing a thank you letter, expressing your enjoyment and appreciation of that person's impact in your life. Send it, or better yet, deliver it and read it in person. Hey, and wouldn't that be a cool thing to do between husbands and wives?
Sure.
You work with people that are, you know, divorced and going through that. But, you know, that breakdown of the marriage, Deacon Tony, it's a big deal in our society.
That's a touching communication thing that you can do with each other.
Yeah.
You know, a note that says thank you, post it on the refrigerator or something, or leave it on the pillow. Thank you for what you do for me, dear, and, you know, see you later.
You know, that reminds me, my husband and I used to do what's called marriage meetings.
Mm.
And every Sunday evening.
Okay.
And we were told about that from a person out in Scottsdale when we were in that area. And it was like you sit down and you begin just by telling the things you appreciate about each other in that week, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, think of it. You know, we have business meetings, right?
Sure.
So, you know, marriage is something that it just doesn't happen on autopilot.
Well,
so,
marriage is serious business.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different things you need to do. So, but it started out with gratitude for each other for the week. Like, oh, honey, I'm so glad you were able to go out and get those groceries for me so that we could have dinner, you know, when I was so busy. Or thanks so much
right.
for taking the kids to the doctor or whatever. And then you sandwich in between maybe something that was difficult. Like, I didn't appreciate it when you snapped at me when I asked you about such and such, right?
Exactly.
And there I wish that you could have, you know, spoken in a gentler way. But then you end with really another gratitude statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle, you kind of talk about any difficulties that need to be addressed, right?
Right.
But I think, you know, that helps in just being grateful for marriage.
Sure. You know, as we age, we come down with certain things. Eyes become a problem. Eileen just went through eye surgery 2 weeks ago, and it was such an ordeal that she had this gas bubble in her eye,
right?
And she had to be face down for about at least 50 minutes out of every hour.
Yes.
And that's how she had to sleep. That's how we had to drive in the car.
Yes.
It was kind of funny looking into our windows, but that was how she had to recover.
Very hard. My husband had that with the macular hole.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's not a whole lot they can do, but you just have to be attentive.
I'm guilty. I put a laptop underneath. They had like a massage chair with that face part where you put your face in, and then I put the laptop on the floor.
Well, she had a reflective mirror that she could watch TV. She could watch her Hallmark movies.
Oh, yes. It's Christmas on Hallmark already.
But yeah. It's the little things that you did. You know, she can't reach her feet, so you cover them up with a blanket. And, you know, you're just attentive in those ways. And I'm grateful that she still has her eyesight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just thinking that, you know, we take so much for granted. And when something like that happens, like you're talking about mm-hmm. with Eileen, all of a sudden when we're able to get up and walk and move again and with her, in her case, see, mm-hmm. That we have a greater appreciation. And I think of C.S. Lewis in this, because he said, pain is God's megaphone to rouse a deaf world. And I think, boy, isn't it when we're struck with something and laid up or whatever, that all of a sudden we begin to think, gosh, and I didn't really appreciate that mm-hmm. when I had it.
Yep.
Right?
That's so true.
So true. What's another way that we can cultivate that attitude of gratitude and infect the neurochemicals in our brain? It says, thank someone mentally. No time to write. It just may be good to think about it and mm-hmm. to just ponder on that. And that brings me, you know, in my book that I wrote, I was talking about how to retrain yourself from negative self-talk to positive self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be part of it.
This is that time of year when you think of people you haven't seen for a while, and maybe that you're not going to see them over the holidays, but you can certainly send them a text, send them an email. I'm thinking about you because of the fun we used to have, you know, things like that.
Right.
And it really...
Or make a list.
I'm grateful for your friendship.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And so often, you know, we forget to say that we're so grateful, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we could write a list of all the people who have impacted us in our lifetime, right?
Mm-hmm.
That have had a positive impact, and take that as a prayer time.
Sure.
Maybe go sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament and thank God that they sent that person in your life, and just foster that sense of gratitude in our prayer time in front of the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament.
Yes.
Yeah.
We, as we live our lives, we see so many people that come and go in and out of our lives that it's good to, you know, say a prayer, Lord, I hope they're all right.
Yeah.
I hope they're safe.
Yeah, it's like seasons almost, you know, the seasons of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And people do. They come and they go. But at Thanksgiving, you're right, Deacon Tony, that we often think of people that we haven't for a long time. And it is nice. And with texting now, it's easy. You could go ahead and you could just send a text. So,
mm-hmm.
But remember, you're welcome to send us a text of what you're grateful for at 515-223-1150. 515-223-1150. We're talking about gratitude and Thanksgiving, the science and theology of that. And Deacon Tony, do you have a scripture that you'd like to share with our audience?
You know, I have one here in front of me from Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
And that was Philippians?
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
So that's something that you might, you know, want to go ahead and even write on a piece of paper and put up on your mirror. So when you get ready every morning, you can actually say it and start cultivating and developing that attitude of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back on Here's to Your Health.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard, and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozeman.com.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Women who have had an abortion are 45% more likely to have another. At InterVisions Healthcare, we do everything possible to eliminate the perceived need for an abortion in their delicate time of crisis. Our experienced nursing staff seeks to be that soft place to land by providing education, encouragement, and empowerment through our medical services, especially the ultrasound. Since our services and programs are free, we invite you to learn more about ways to get involved in our ministry. Visit ivhcare.org or call 515-440-2273.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Doing what is challenging because it's right. That's Blackbird Investments. In 2013, Blackbird Investments was born from the inspiration of St. Kevin. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird Investments believes in giving buildings a new life. BlackbirdInvest.com. Blackbird Investments. Doing what is challenging because it's right.
Here's your forecast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Looks like the clouds will hang around through the afternoon. We'll be in the upper 40s. Cloudy tonight and upper 30s. We'll get a lot more sunshine tomorrow, and we warm up to about 55. The weather is brought to you by Rock Valley Physical Therapy, outstanding outpatient physical therapy and sports medicine rehabilitation with 7 convenient locations in the Des Moines metro and southwest Iowa area. I'm meteorologist Steve Hamilton on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and joining me today is Deacon Tony Valdez. Thanks again, Tony, for coming.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be on the show.
We're talking about gratitude. It's the time of Thanksgiving. Everybody's getting excited and talking about getting together with family and, you know, sharing good memories, good food.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, having a daily grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude isn't always easy because as human beings, we tend to be more pessimistic and less optimistic. So, being grateful, you really need to see the good in life.
It's like anything else. It's a discipline that if you don't have it, just develop it. Just day by day, name something that you're grateful for, and it will build upon that.
Right. So,
and as you say, journal.
Yeah, just start a journal, and that's going to help you to be able to be more grateful. We were just talking at the break. I found another article that was talking about, the sleep. We were talking about sleep, anxiety, and depression. And they're talking about how, we know sleep is so important for good health. And
correct.
There's all sorts of biochemical things that happen when you go into deep sleep. So, if you're not sleeping, the ways it strains your body is you have the risk of developing obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and there's other conditions too. But, for those who are struggling out there with insomnia, you know how hard it can be, to not get your sleep. And of course, don't watch the news before you go to sleep.
That's something I've learned.
Yep. Don't drink caffeine, anything, even green tea, has caffeine. So don't drink things with caffeine, don't eat candy before bedtime, because that's all going to make it so you can't sleep. But boosting your gratitude, they say, is a relatively easy way to get your sleep.
Mm. Doesn't that release some of the anxiety you may have that's keeping you from sleeping?
Sure.
Just by being grateful.
So maybe do your gratitude journal before you're going to sleep, and then you'll get the boost of the, however the serotonin and dopamine are working, it impacts those, and that might help you to be able to sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
So we've talked about you can write a thank you card. You can just make a mental note thanking people. You said about
people who are far away and you haven't seen for years. Just
send a text.
Send them a note. I'm thinking about you and all the good times we used to have. And
yeah,
I'm grateful for that this coming season.
And I always love, the nun who had retreats for priests and deacons and nuns. And she said anytime they came for their retreat, she would send them to the chapel and say, go get your grace tan with the Blessed Sacrament. And I'm thinking, if you go and sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament in the chapel, and we have them, St. Augustine's has.
Christ the King has them.
Christ King.
Yep.
St. Pius. Yeah. And you can even go into the Church of St. Francis. They have that beautiful little chapel area. And go sit in front of the tabernacle even. And just start, ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate your heart and mind to the things that you want to thank God for.
Just let go of everything in your head and just bathe in the peace of the Lord, the presence of the Lord.
Right. And he will illuminate you to what to be grateful for. If you're thinking, I don't have anything to be grateful for, I just found out I have a life-limiting disease, this is going to be, a very hard struggle. Or maybe you've lost a loved one recently, or maybe the finances are really tough and you're coming into the Christmas season where, like Deacon Tony said, everybody's so competitive about getting this, and comparing what gifts they give. This might be a really good time to start cultivating a grateful heart so that'll help you overcome some of the negativity that comes from experiencing those moments, right?
I remember reading a book. It was about the St. Isaac Jogues and the Martyrs of North America. And they certainly went through a lot of struggle, torture, and everything like that. And someone asked Father Jogues, if you go back to America, they will kill you. The savages will. And he says, well, if that's the way I am to glorify the Lord, let it happen.
So even
and it
being
sounded like he was happy
that.
To be, that's the way I have to go. That's how I glorify God.
Yeah. And that's, getting back to the scripture part of that, I think that, that one verse that comes to me is, what good is it if you love those who love you? Even the even the Pharisees
right.
did that, right?
Right.
But it's love your enemies, do good to those who persecute you, pray for those, right?
And be good to those who can never pay you back.
Yes, yes. And so, maybe we need to think at this time of year, how are we doing that?
Yeah.
Because that would be a gift that we can give and be grateful for when we can say a kind word and do something nice for somebody who's maybe treated us very poorly.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And that's healing. It's such a healing thing that you've done. I mean, that's not the reason why you do it, but you walk away from experiences like that, and sometimes it's just a complete feeling of satisfaction, of peace, that I was supposed to do that, and I did it. I didn't back away from it.
And that gets to a different idea, too, about praying for those who have hurt you. Because you're saying you feel so good. There is something that I think in the spirituality of that, when we pray for those who have hurt us deeply, that it releases us from being in the prison. I heard one time that when people stay angry and unforgiving, they're actually putting themselves in a jail cell. It's not having any effect on the person they're so angry and feeling so, upset about. But it really puts them in a jail cell of those emotions, right?
The person that you're angry with is just walking scot-free, not even thinking of you, but yet you're in this cell because you haven't let it go.
Yeah.
You haven't experienced that feeling. That, again, going back to our divorce sessions, you see some people that are just so unforgiving. I said, they're so far from being healed because they haven't gotten over that yet.
Well, and you think of the day of that wedding, when they married and the promises, better or worse, sickness or in health, richer or poor, till death do us part. And all of a sudden that promise is broken. And I've often thought with the high rate of divorce, we have so many people who are wounded in our world that are suffering. And then you add abortion to that. And then there's all that many more people who are so wounded. Mm-hmm. But prayer and healing and gratitude, which we're talking about today, those are all like medicines.
They're
that can be used.
Essential oils, if you will.
The spiritual essential oils.
There's holy chrism and there's all that, but then these are holy oils too.
Because that's why God speaks about it, don't you think? I mean, mm-hmm. So often when we look at all the verses that are there about, being grateful, being thankful, and praying for those who have hurt you, he mm-hmm. doesn't want us to stay bound in that. And forgiveness, how many times is that mentioned in the Bible?
Oh, yeah.
We just have to look at the cross. I just look at the cross and the corpus on the cross and think, my gosh, he's Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. And right there, we can be so grateful that he loved us even despite our ignorance, right?
Yes, exactly. I think of the time when Judas betrays Jesus and the human side of Jesus, how abandoned he must have felt.
Mm-hmm.
That Judas, why are you doing this to me? But he knows why.
Mm-hmm.
And he still has the forgiveness for him if Judas would have come and asked for it.
Right. And we think of the Blessed Mother holding Jesus after he's taken down from the cross, mm-hmm. holding her son,
mm-hmm.
knowing that everyone who had, if you've ever been to the Holy Land, which we were so blessed, we had a trip, and when you're walking that Via Dolorosa, such a narrow, narrow pathway up mm-hmm. to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre,
mm-hmm.
and you think of the people jeering at Jesus, hurling insults at him, and just, what he endured then physically with the scourging, and then being crucified, such a horrible, horrible, the suffocation and all of that. And you think, he did that out of love, out of complete, pure love, trying to give us a model of the type of love, sacrificial love, right?
Yes. And
being grateful
as human
we can
beings,
even do that.
I'm so far from that sometimes I'm thinking, oh my gosh, help me. Give me the graces.
It's only the Holy Spirit that can do that through us, I believe.
Provides the healing.
Yeah. And so if you're out there and you think, I have nothing to be grateful for, you can be grateful that we have a God who loves us so much that he would give his only son for you, just for mm-hmm. you. And the saints have written about that he would die over just for one person, right?
Right.
Because all of heaven celebrates
for one person.
That
thought just crossed my mind. He would have come to earth to save one person. He loves us so much.
That's just so hard to imagine, right?
Right.
When we think we can't even humble ourselves enough to say, I'm sorry, right? How hard that is.
Yeah.
And then think of the gratitude you could give somebody today if you said to them, I am so sorry if I hurt your feelings. Please forgive me. Right?
That's big. It speaks volumes. It takes a lot from you to do that.
We're going to pray for you out there today that if you have somebody in your life that you need to say those words to, that you're going to have the courage to be able to say that so that you can give the gift of gratitude to them. Maybe they've been thinking about that. You know, maybe it's been years, and you get so entrenched in that hardness of heart, right?
That's right.
Nope, they wronged me, and I just don't have the ability to do that. And we've all hurt people. We've all had those moments.
There's a quote here that says, "Enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize they were the big things."
Oh, I love that. I love that.
You know, we tend to think that, oh, I have to do something very grandiose or something, but it's not. It's in the little things, and we can do that so easily just in our homes. We don't have to go out on the stage somewhere and say, I do this, or I'll do this for you. Just do the little things for your family. Start
being
there.
Being grateful, you know, that somebody's made you dinner tonight when you go home.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
That you can, being grateful that you can be with family, that you have somebody to share your day with.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Being grateful that maybe you had a sickness and you're better, and you're feeling better.
Well, or that person's taking care of you.
Helping
you recover, and
for the caretakers in our world, I mean, being grateful that you have that.
Yep.
Being grateful that you have a home. Being grateful that you have a job. Being grateful that you might be getting a job, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Those are all things that some people are just dying for, trying to find work. But be happy that you have a job.
Yeah. And being grateful for faith,
yep.
You know, how much we take our faith for granted and how it lifts us up through those tough times that we're talking about. Being grateful
for the time together with your family. You know, sometimes families get together and there's a little bit of hostility in the family that might need to be reconciled. So maybe this is the season to do it. This is a time to get things right and make your peace.
Yeah,
and be thankful that you've got the time to do that, and they're there before you before the Lord takes them away. You know, you don't know how long you're going to be around, and you certainly don't know how long others are going to be around. Just get your bags packed and make that happen.
Well, that's a great suggestion. I was just thinking, I think it's Bernard Tyson, the head CEO of Kaiser. He's only 60 years old, and he had presented, this was a little over a week ago, he had presented to a group, and then that night he went to sleep. He never woke up.
Oh, wow.
And 60 years old,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it makes you think, what did he, you know, he more than likely didn't know he was, you know, going to die that night.
No.
So, you know, when you meet Jesus, have you taken care of the things every day? I don't think it's a bad idea. I've heard saints write in their writings, or I've read where saints have written, you know, every day we should think about, what if this was the last day
right.
that I would be alive on this earth, you know?
That could be your last. Live in that present moment. That's all we have. Mm-hmm. The future's out there. We can't do anything about that. The past is gone. But what we have is right here, and the people that are in front of you, be grateful for them. Be grateful for the job. And
we've opened the lines that if you want to text in what you're grateful for to share with our listeners, the number is 515-223-1150. 515-223-1150. I know somebody recently was so grateful that they had their baby.
Sure.
And that's a new joy that's come into their life at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I always think it's so special when people are able to bring new life into the world at this time of year when, you know, Thanksgiving and family
right.
gatherings are happening.
Right.
So we have I think a lot of people can share in that. So we're going to be right back. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back on Here's to Your Health.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bose and the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bosen from Bose and the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bosen. That's 244-ROSE, 244-7673, or visit us at Bosen.com.
Thank you, Blessma International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessma International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. That's blessmaninternational.org.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Doing what is challenging because it's right. That's Blackbird Investments. In 2013, Blackbird Investments was born from the inspiration of St. Kevin. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird Investments believes in giving buildings a new life. BlackbirdInvest.com. Blackbird Investments. Doing what is challenging because it's right.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and joining me today is Deacon Tony Valdez. Welcome back, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me to join you today.
Yes, you know, we're talking about gratitude and just the health effects of gratitude and how to cultivate an attitude of gratitude. And I mean, I'm already thinking. I feel better already.
Yes, if you think positively, things will, God will be with you to help you along that road.
I agree. And this, you know, studying this started in about 1995. So I'm just going to put out a few things, you know, about the science of gratitude. In 2017, a study by Neil Krause and colleagues pointed to another way gratitude supports heart health. So if you have heart issues out here, you might want to listen up. That it found that people who were more grateful had significantly lower levels of a protein found in red blood cells called hemoglobin A1C. And the hemoglobin A1C, a lot of people that are diabetics know about hemoglobin A1C because they look at that for how steady your blood sugars are, like maybe over a three-month period of time. Mm-hmm. But in this case, they're talking that high hemoglobin A1C levels are a biomarker that shows they're associated with increased risk of heart failure and non-fatal heart attacks. So it's been implicated in poor blood sugar control with diabetes, as well as chronic kidney disease, number of cancers, and overall risk of death. But it says that the being grateful actually affects the hemoglobin A1C levels, mm-hmm. and that they have more positive health outcomes. And they did a study where they said people who are more grateful or optimistic for 2 weeks after their heart attack, that after they've had a heart attack, say, and then 2 weeks later, if they're optimistic and grateful, they said that they're more likely to follow doctor's recommendations 6 months later.
They probably heal quicker.
And still the neuroscience, you know, that whole science of gratitude and optimism, you can go to the Center for Positive Psychology. That's through the University of Pennsylvania. Dr. Martin Seligman, he was the father of positive psychology, the kind of the founder. There's a lot of little tests that you can take there that are available to the public. And I think there's the happiness scale. There might be the gratitude. Optimism's associated with gratitude. So you might be able to take a little test and see how optimistic you are as a person. But it's just, you know, across the board, optimistic people who are grateful, they tend to have more positive health outcomes.
Right. It's a choice you make.
Right.
It's a lifestyle that you adopt, and it's helpful for you.
Yeah, and it's just like happiness is a choice, optimism is a choice. And what you do, actually, is you're creating new neural pathways. So you're teaching your brain, you know, to, instead of being negative, you're teaching your brain to be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
So say you have, and I do this with my students a lot of times, I'll have them write down their negative self-talk for a day. And then at the end of that day, I'll ask them to pick out the top two negative self-talk comments they've made to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it could be, you know, when they're testing, they're going to school and everything, it's like, you know, I'm not smart. I can never do this.
Sure.
Right? Okay, so then what we do the next day is we have them, every time that thought pops into their head where they've given themselves a negative comment, negative self-talk, we'll replace that with a positive remark. So, you know, in the case of with our breast cancer patients who participated in my study, one of those might look like, you know, they may have, I'm going to die. This is going to be a really horrible experience when they're diagnosed with breast cancer, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the positive statement will be that when they hear themselves say that, and so you become very attuned to your self-talk, that you say back, I am not only going to get through this breast cancer, I'm going to be healthier after it.
Right.
But, and make it very positive statement, right?
You know, the initial shock, I can imagine, would be, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me?
Right.
But then you have to turn it around and know that it's happening for a reason, and God will help you through it. Just be positive, and those things, your endorphins or whatever, all those things that kick in and make you healthy will fire up.
It makes a difference to be grateful, and it makes a difference to be optimistic. And like we were just saying, you've got to cultivate that. And so you need to retrain. Especially if you're a very pessimistic individual, you really are going to have to work just a little harder. And I would just ask the Holy Spirit, help me today. You know, just help me to be more grateful today. And
can't do this on my own, Lord. Be with me.
Right. And just write, you know, the gratitude journal can be so helpful because you're writing it down, so you're physically reinforcing that statement instead of just saying it to yourself.
Well, in times like that, you can refer back to that journal and look at the things that, wow, you know.
Say, I had a lot more to be grateful for than I realized.
So much to live for.
Exactly. Exactly. And with the, you know, the work you and Eileen do with divorced couples, that, you know, even in that sorrow of that marriage deteriorating, I am sure there is something you can find that you're grateful for, that the children you share, that you were given the gift of those children and their lives, and you can be grateful for that had you not had that marriage, right?
Well, when the both of us went through our divorces many years ago, who knew we could turn that around and use it for good and help others, you know, figure out what do I do now that I'm divorced?
Yes.
And
that's where that empathy and ability to understand, it's so wonderful when people have had experiences.
We've walked the walk.
That you've walked that walk, yeah, and you understand the all of that emotional impact and what the fallout can be.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which you briefly mentioned about that. So we're just down to a couple minutes, and I just want to say I am so thankful for all the listeners that come and join us every Monday to be able to share whatever it is that our topic is of that day. And, you know, I want to leave everybody with the thought that you can give the gift of gratitude to somebody today. You know, that's a choice, but maybe today you want to ask God to illuminate your heart and mind to somebody that you want to share that you're grateful for them in your life. And would you like to go ahead and leave us with another few scripture quotes that we can use?
There's one here that says, "Give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Just keep that with you. Thank God for everything. There's a purpose that we don't understand, but just be grateful that you're still alive and can do things for others.
And I'm so grateful you joined me today to talk about gratitude. And I would ask, could you give us your blessing to our audience today?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, it's times like these that are coming, the season of Thanksgiving and your coming into the world. Help us be grateful. Help us be thankful for all that you've given us, and remind us and help those around us, that we can help those around us see that they've got so much to be grateful for if they just want to see it. So we ask you to be with us through the Christmas season, Thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much for joining us today, Deacon Tony. And for all of you who've been listening, cultivate your attitude of gratitude. Start today. Get that journal going and think positive of what you have to be grateful for. And I'm Dr. Carla. Thanks for joining me on Here's to Your Health.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Live your life for God. Here's to your health.